Hi, this is Melissa from The Harbor, and today is the sixth day of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Today we'll be talking about some of the reasons why survivors stay in abusive relationships. In rural areas like ours, it can take a survivor upwards of 14 times to successfully leave an abusive relationship due to limited housing and lack of resources. One of the most common reasons survivors stay is that financial abuse is common, and the survivor may be financially dependent on their abusive partner. Without money, access to resources, or even a place to go, it can seem impossible for them to leave the relationship. Some survivors stay because their abuser makes threats that they will harm themselves or survivors' children if the survivor tries to leave. These emotionally abusive tactics are common. When an abusive partner constantly puts the survivor down and blames them for the abuse, it can be easy for the survivor to believe the abuse is their fault or that they deserved for it to happen. Survivors also stay in abusive relationships because they may not know what a healthy relationship looks like. If they grew up in an environment where abuse was common, they may believe the abuse is normal. If a survivor is undocumented, they may fear their reporting the abuse will affect their immigration status. All of the services at the Harbor are free and confidential. We do not report to law enforcement, immigration, or child welfare services. Survivors can meet with us even if they aren't ready to leave the relationship. We can provide emotional support and help the survivor with a long-term plan to leave the relationship when it is safe and the survivor is ready. If you'd like to learn more, our website is www.harbornw.org. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/harbornw. And we are available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735.